The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Yuma Datsamech Gimel. The Gemara here says, continuing from the Das before, Shachatan Bachutz, somebody shechts karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash koidem sheniftuchu zlos zaheichel, before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open, potter, he's exempt from the prohibition of shechting karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. My time, what's the reasoning? V'chuse pesicho ki v'chuse ma'isa domi, lacking the opening of the doors is like lacking a action. In other words, since it's lacking the action of opening up the doors, it's considered that this carbon is missing something to be a carbon. The prohibition of shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash only applies when the carbon is fitting to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Being that the carbon is not fitting to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, as long as the doors of the Heichal are closed, so therefore if he shechts it outside, he doesn't violate the prohibition. Tosis asks the question that how could it be if it's true that when somebody shechts the carbon, when the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are closed, of the Heichal are closed, he does not violate the Issa of Shechut Eichutz, shechting Karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash, then why does the Gemara in Zvachim say that even nowadays if somebody shechts Karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash, they violate the prohibition? The Chayyur nowadays, since the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are not open, so therefore, he should be potter. Sefer Tosis. The chayyur, the carbon, nowadays is not roi to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's not roi to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, he should be exempt. And the Gemara in Zvachim says that he is in violation of the prohibition. So Tosis says that the Gemara says that if somebody shecht karbonis, if someone brings a carbon nowadays outside the Beis HaMikdash Lechayev, it's not referring to the regular carbon. It's only referring to somebody that burns ketores, or if somebody burns a mincha outside the Beis HaMikdash. But it will not refer to somebody that's slaughtering animal carbon. That being that such karbanis are not fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as long as the doors are closed. And the Gemara here says that while the doors are closed, he's exempt from this prohibition of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash. A very similar discussion to this, with a somewhat practical application, is found in the Tshuvas Mahasham, Chilik Dalit Simin Samach Vov. The Mahasham discusses how to deal with Bechor nowadays. How do we deal with the firstborn of an animal? The Torah says that the firstborn of a kosher animal are karbonis. They have to be given to the Kohen, and they're brought as a carbon. And unless they get a mum, they can't be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash because they are a carbon. They're supposed to be used as a carbon. Nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so this becomes problematic. So the solution the way to avoid this issue is that people go and sell the animal. They sell the mother with the baby before the animal is born, before the baby boy, before the baby newborn is born. And with that, they avoid the whole issue. So this is what the Masham is discussing. And somebody asked the Masham that the Chayra, selling the Bechor should be a problem. Selling the mother before the Bechor is born should be a problem, because such a thing is a haroma, it's a trick. This concept of selling the mother before the Bechor is born is basically the same thing as selling chametz before Pesach to a goy. Just as many go to the Rav and they sell all their chametz that they own, and the Rav is their agent to sell the chametz to the goy, and with that he avoids violating the is of owning chametz on Pesach. So too, the basic idea is to sell the mother that's about to give birth to its first child, mother animal, and with this they sell the whole thing to the goy, and with this they avoid the iser. The problem is it's like a trick. They make the sale that is very similar to the way they sell chametz. We make some sort of kinyan, but we know that the goy is going to sell it back. And the problem is that the Tzvu Ashar says that by chametz, it's really a haroma. It's really a trick. And when we were dealing with the Raisa prohibition, a biblical prohibition, you can't make tricks to avoid the prohibition. So those that say, by chametz, many say, so the Tzvu Ashar says, by chametz, it's only a d'rabbanan. It's a trick, although the selling of chametz is a trick, but really he's being mevatel his chametz. Really, min ha-Torah, he's not in violation of any prohibition at all, because he makes a bittul on his chametz. It's only that Chachamim said that even if you make a bittul, you still have to get rid of your chametz. Still have to make a bedikas chametz and get rid of your chametz. So you're only dealing with a rabbinical prohibition of having the chametz after bittul. So for that, you could do aram, you could do a trick. So for that, the problem is that that's very good for chametz. But what are you going to do for bechor? Eating a bechor, being nana from a bechor, is a biblical prohibition, l'chayra. And if so, you're, by making this kind of sale to a goy, like a mechira chametz type of sale, you're making a trick, and you're playing around with a biblical prohibition, a d'oraisa. So really, the Masham says that the whole problem of making Yaharama, really, even if the sale is a little bit of a trick, the bottom line is that the sale is a valid sale. And when I tell you the sale is good, valid, it's only that rabbinically such a thing would be a problem. If they're abundant, it would be a problem. And here, the Gabi Bechor, that there we have more issues that we're concerned about. So the Chachamim, we went ahead and we say that it's better to rely on a sale and make a trick than to get involved in issues that are going to be more chomer, if we won't go ahead and make this trick. But then the Masham continues and he says like this: the whole problem of these Achrayim, these people who are concerned about making a haroma, making a trick, that this sale of selling the mother would be a trick and would be a problem, that's only because they're assuming that this bechor nowadays is going to be involved the oraisa prohibitions, biblical prohibitions. Says the Marshan. But in truth, there's a Hagoyis Mordechai that says like this. Hagoyis Mordechai says that a Bechor nowadays is only a rabbinical prohibition since it's not fitting to be brought as a carbon. Similar to the concept we have in our Gemara. That a carbon that's shechted before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are opened, of the Heichal are opened, he is potter. He is exempt from the prohibition of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash. So too, the Hagoyis Mordechai says that nowadays that we're not able to bring the carbon, so therefore the Bechor is only of the Rabban. So says the Marsham, that's very similar to Tosis in Avodah Zarah, that says, which is basically like what Tosis says in Ardaf, that since nowadays it's not the roi to be brought to the in the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore he's not chayav Shchut Eichot, just like a carbon shlamim that shechted before the laws of the Heichal are open, so let's leave aside the nidoin of whether it's considered nowadays like the doors are open or not open, which was a discussion we discussed in the past year, but leaving that discussion aside, but we don't have a mizbeach. And if we don't have a mizbeach, that's considered mechuser ma'isa, like you have in our Gemara. So you're for sure lacking that ma'isa of building a mizbeach. And therefore, therefore the bechor is considered not roi for the to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's not roi to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it's the whole isurim involved with what somebody will do with it will be only the Rabbanon, only rabbinical. And once it's only Rabbanon, once it's only once you're only dealing with prohibitions that are in the Rabbanon, so then making a trick would be permitted. Another interesting point what the Masham discusses in that tshuva is that he says that he saw that the Chassam Sefer says the following. The Gemara says in Erevin that if somebody makes himself a nazir on the day that Mashiach will come, so he's usher with all the laws of the nazir every single day, because perhaps today Mashiach will come. How does he know which day Mashiach will come? So the Chassam Sofer wants to say that nowadays if somebody will make a mum on a bechor, on an animal that's a bechor, will be in violation of a lav. In other words, the Chassam Sofer is continuing on the mahalach that we were going on until now, that since nowadays a Bechor is not really to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash standing, so therefore its status of a carbon is not the same. In other words, a regular kosher carbon Bechor, there's a law, the Torah makes a prohibition, you're not allowed to make a mum, to make a blemish in the animal. You're not allowed to make a cut or anything else, any other blemish to the animal which will cause it to become unbefitting as a carbon. So, kipshutoi, nowadays, that you can't bring the animal as a carbon anyways, so therefore, one would not violate that issur of putting a mum and making a blemish on the animal. However, says the Chassam Sofer, perhaps there is a violation. Although you might say there's no violation since you can't bring it as a carbon. But says the Chassam Sofer, yeah. But that's only because you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But just like the Gemara says, that you have to suspect that every single day Mashiach will come. And therefore, if someone made himself a Nazir on condition, for whatever, that he'll be Asr on the day, he'll become a Nazir on the day Mashiach comes, he's Asr every single day, so too, in other words, because we suspect the Mashiach will come today, so too we have to suspect the Mashiach will come today, and then you'll be able to bring this animal as a Korban Bechor. So therefore, there should be a violation of making a mum even nowadays, because you have to suspect that today Mashiach will come. So in other words, perhaps the animal which is a Bechor is considered fitting to be brought as a Korban, since possibly today Mashiach will come. So says the Masham, if you'll continue on that thought, then really we should say that nowadays, even though we said, Tosfos says that an animal which is a Bechor nowadays is only the Rabbanon, since it's considered Mechusar Maaser, we don't have a Mizbeach built, so therefore it's considered that it's lacking a maisa. So the animal, which is a bechor, is considered not fitting to be brought as a carbon, even though it's not fitting because we're lacking a mizbeach, but maybe Mashiach will come and the mizbeach will be built. So what will you, but you might say, no, what is the help that Mashiach will come? Even after Mashiach will come, you're still going to have to build it. You're right, Mashiach might come any day. And if Mashiach will come today, so we'll have all the abilities. The Mashiach will pass in all the questions that we have, and we'll be able to start building the Beis HaMikdash, then we can build it, and then we'll be able to bring the Karbanos. But even when we'll have the ability to build it, we'll still have to build it. And as long as we don't build it, we're still lacking that nice of building, and it will still be considered not fitting, and it will still be only a Drabon. However, the Masham asks that there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and in Shavuos that says like this. Rashi says that the next Beis HaMikdash that we're going to get is going to come down from Shemayim. So like Rashi, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim without any action necessary to build it. If that's the case, so then it's not even lacking a Maisa. So, this is an interesting point that Masham brings up, that perhaps we can't consider it Mechusar Maisa, because according to Rashi, the next Beis HaMikdash will be built on its own without us doing any action, so then we can't consider it Mechusar Maisa. However, the Maisa, the Tosfos does say that it's Mechusar Maisa. So, we could take that into calculation, together with the other reasonings that the Masham brought down. Therefore, the Masham seems to conclude that one can sell the mother animal, and although it perhaps is considered a trick, but nevertheless, since we're only dealing with the Derabbanon, according to many opinions, and together with the fact that even if it is a Dayaisa, but the whole prohibition of making a trick is only a violation of the Rabbanon. It's only Osir mid Rabbanon. It's only rabbinically prohibited to make a trick, even if we're dealing with a biblical prohibition, but the problem of making a trick is only a rabbinical issue. And here, for this specific case of Bechor, it is permitted with Chazal said, Chachamim said that it's better that we make this trick and avoid the problem than not to make the trick and have issues of dealing with the Bechor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.